Begin the current and final daf, Masechtas Nazir, daf Samach Vav, begin them, and I'll begin to say some Asta, begin with the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, we explained in the Salach of the Mishnah that when there was already Niskak Lutuma, so Niskak Laziva, so then Oinzai and Sveikai are going to be Tame. So he qualifies, he says, Leitame, don't say Safik Chazo, Safik Lechazo, don't say that the Safik that we're saying is going to be Tame is going to be, we're not sure if he had the discharge or not. Elevar the Chazo. No, we know he had the discharge, but Safik Machmas Zera, we're not sure if it's because of the semen. Safik Machmas Ria, we're not sure if it's because of the Ziva discharge. And that's what's specific, even Niskik Lutuma, since we're saying that he already had been Tame, so Sveikitam, we're going to say his Safik is going to be Tame. As Pirshri has re-explained, Yamin Perikam and Pelsik, the Moses need the Chav Bezim and Alf. Ziva, the Psicha Beshech Bezer, when you have Ziva that has some semen inside of it, like necessarily Yamech, it's actually going to knock away only one day of his Shevinikim. Ziva, like Psicha Beshech Bezer, if you have Ziva that does not have any semen inside, actually, it's actually demolishes all 7 days of his clean days. But Rabbi, my Rabbi is talking about going to Shabbatikatz. We're talking about the guy checked himself. But Matzah Shech Bezerah, he finds semen and the gum ziva, also ziva, which are different type of discharge. I'll pack it on his garment. Now, but loynoy the imba ziva levad. We don't know that the ziva come on its own, but Shech Bezerah levad, and the semen came unknown, and therefore he said Shabbat's going to demolish 7 days because the ziva was not mixed with the Shech Bezerah. A possible ziva Shabbat Yachor, maybe the Shech Bezerah was mixed in with the ziva together, and then believes to the Rakim Mech. Only going to be says only 1 day, and that's what's saying that if it's niskak l'tuma, then it's going to be says for 7 days. You're going to treat it as lochuma. Now, the last thing that we said, once he's Nizkak Laziva, is that Shech Vazaray, his semen is going to be Tmeya. So the Gemara's question was, for what? Shech Vazaray Lamai, as it goes, Ilam Lamaga, if it's for the Tumma of when you touch his Zara, you're going to be Tummy by touching it, that is, the Mishnah Nizkak Latumma, when the guy had already been Tumma, then you tell him Shech Vazaray Lamaga, then his semen is going to be Tummy the Zab with touch. Well, Pshita says this, obviously, as the words of the Gemara, Migurim Shech Vazaray the Tarba Alma, is you think is any less than the semen of a regular Tar person? Rafalay Niski Name, and even if he didn't become Tummy. So rather, as the Gemara answers, says, "Quote the Lamasa." Rather, talking about for caring, the Shech Vazera the Tarba Alma, because regarding the semen of a regular Tarb person, a Nematam Masa does not contaminate with caring, only with touch. Kshenes Galutum was simple when he already was Tamei Azav. Then Nematam Masa, then his semen is going to Tamei even with caring. So the question is, who is this Tana? So Ilem Haytana the Tanya Bechulu etc. He says no. Afilu Rabbi Shula Kamar even Rabbi Shula says that's going to be Tumah Masa. That's elements of Sufa Ziva. That's only with because we presume that the semen has some droplets of Ziva inside of it. I'll be any love, but just semen on its own, they're not. And Tais explains. When we say in the Mishnah that his semen is going to be Tumah Mashma Da'afin, it sounds like that even when it's by itself. So it sounds like it cannot be Rabbi Shula. So as Tais quotes the wisdom of Amar Abad Barhav, it says, let me change tell him, but it actually means something very different. It means that you cannot make it dependent on it. What does that mean? In the Masech Zamatnan, we learned in Mishnah already carry. If someone sees a seminal discharge, it's Shech Vazera. So for the next 24 hours, he's not going to have a Tumah Vaziva. Why should I carry Pait Ziva? Because carry exempts Ziva that comes after it for a period of 24 hours. That's what we're saying. But if he's ready with Tumah, I was like, then, if he sees semen and then he sees Ziva after that, that Ziva will not be exempted. And that's the halacha of our Mishnah. That Shech Vazera Tameya doesn't mean the semen itself. It just means that it will not be metahar the Ziva that comes after it. Usually it will be. And here we're saying, no, it's going to allow the Ziva that comes after it to be Tameh. Now, on that, the Gemara continues to take the quote, Sabra Rapapa Kamei Rabba Lameimah, Rapapa thought to explain for the Rabba as follows. Oh, the idea of the Choshu Duchaz, it's because of his weakness that he sees, claiming, other than Tez explains. In other words, he's backing up into the Halacha. He says, Halacha, I mean, that the Keri put the Ziva Bachrab Kamei Shle'e, is this that we generally say that Keri exempts the Ziva that comes after it for the entire 24-hour period after it, because they can mention, you have to be content to Matmas Chalishas. Yeah, maybe because of his weakness, Nesrekim Neshech Besehu Duchaz, because he emptied out from his semen, so that he's weaker, so then his body does interesting stuff, and therefore the Ziva discharge comes from him. And then for Korikan, you can recite what we said that the pasuk says Mibsavai, it has to be from his flesh, Vloimach was Ainsai, and therefore it's considered like his Ainis. That's why, in usual, it's not going to be Tameh Ziva. We already Tameh, so that we already said Ainis Le Paita. That was the first of these things, that Ainis doesn't exempt. And not Tameh Rabba Rabba, that's also the reason Rabba Rabba, that what? That when you're ready as Zav, and then you have Shech Vazera, and then you have Ziva, yeah, of course you're Tameh, because that's Ainis. Ainis you already have once you're Nizkik Litoma. The problem with this, as the Gemara has twice quotes, only Rabba says, what's the number? When the Mishnah, Gerish, and this guy, Mitam Beziba Miyad, a Ger that was Megar, is Mitam Beziba right away. The Ger says, Vamai, but why? There's no greater illness bigger than this, which Pierce Reedery explains the case as follows. Ger Shirah Keri, if a Ger saw Keri, claims this guy before he converted, and this guy then converts, and then he sees Ziba right after. Mitam Beziba is going to Mitam Beziba. And that is like if the carrot says zebra, the carrot is not going to exempt the zebra that comes after it. The problem is, about the papa. The time of the carry point, the zebra will abach. If you tell me that the reason of carry that exempts the zebra that comes after, because of weakness, nami name a one says in my gear also, the God no great illness than this is the words of the Gemara. And therefore, the chayach, the bekin, is lift to be carried, just that we check out a regular zebra to exempt if he had carry before. And the mali carry shirah kushu, what do I care if he saw the carry when he was not Jewish? Mali shirah kushu, Yisrael, what does it make a difference when he's Yisrael? Ultimately, he weakens him, so then why? Are you becoming tamei with the zebra miyad? So rather says the Gemara elatanoihi. Claim another Tosfos says, in other words, it's a machlokes tanoim exactly. But in other words, the Rav Adam Rav Papa less. We're not going what Rav Adam Rav Papa says is not true. The time of the carry, no, most definitely the reason of carry that exempts the zebra that comes afterwards. La mishum chol shalom because it weakened them. Mishum exists because of Tosfos. The Gemara is going with the premise that it's because of a biblical decree that the shin b'sabrila, which we dash in the sabri, that it says v'hoylof nice erev b'yichatz b'mayim. This can be when it turns toward evening, he's going to bathe himself in the water. La mishum carry point the zebra komeis leis. This teaches us that, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, that exempts them for a whole 24-hour period. It doesn't make a difference if he was tummy, wasn't tummy. I mean, we say the carry played the zebra b'achor meisla is carry exempts the zebra comes after it for a 24-hour period. Now, the shikh mazera must neat, and so therefore, going back to what does the Mishnah mean that shikh mazera is going to be tummy when it's coming from a zav? Love is zebra. It's not talking about as we just interpreted that it's not regarding shikh mazera; it's regarding the zebra that comes afterwards. Kadam rabba the rabba like rabba rabba said no. Kadam mikarla masa rather is like we originally said that's regarding that the shikh mazera of a zav will have a tum of masa. And mahani tanoi, as some gisors have in the words, mahani tanoi, it's a machlei tanoi. The tanoi glen the brisa that the shikva zera shel zav, the meaning that we say the carry shel zav is metam be masa meis leis is mamish des halacha that it's going to have a tum of masa for 24-hour period. It's just machlei is how long, but this halacha is mentioned here by these two tanoim. Klem another kachura carry tech meis leis shor abeziba. And if he sees carry within 24 hours when he saw ziba, then yes, it's going to have halacha of Tumas Masa. So it's not Rabbi Shua like we said before, because he says because the zivah is mixed into it. Here we see purely the shikh mazera on its own is going to have Tumas Masa. Now, the next opinion is Tezik Kodesh Rabbi Yisim, and he says, Bechulu, that, oh, only B'yayma. But Tezik Kodesh Rabbi Yisim, you're going to say, wait a second, why are we even bringing this Braisa? V'laisim Mesnit Mesetz Kelim, why do you mean a Mishnah Mesetz Kelim? They said, L'malahem, it's talking about the levels of Tumah, it says, and above that is Rekish Al-Zav, the spittle of Azav, Shikh Vazari and Nesim, and Shabbatam Masa, the time by caring. But parakits are regular. Myself, the Gemara brings it, but become the chofim and av. That Mishnah says explicitly that you have Tumas Masa by the Shekhar Zara of Azab. So if you're someone, you can say this, yeah. But Shaglam with David Masnit and Mayri Dafko, and our Mishnah says, is it's saying because of the premise of Shaglam with David. Which should only be Shekhar Zara, Shere Samach Lezibis, which should only be that when you see the semen, close to when you had the Ziva. So that would be in a day or 24-hour period. But to say that Mishnah Masnit Kim wouldn't help us, because that's no matter when you see it. As long as he's a Zab, but that's not true. Our concept of our mission is saying because of Raglaim Ladal, and therefore they would have to be within a certain time frame, and that's these Tanam that we're quoting over here. But then the question is, if Tezer quotes the words Gemara, but Mike Mifli, what do they disagree about if it's for the day or for 24-hour period? So that's for the Shmuel Rami, he posed the following contradiction. Except on the one hand, says, if you're going to have a man that's not pure, meaning true Zab, as Tezer explains, and he's going to have a Mikri Laila, a discharge at night, and the Girsa actually changed it to Me'is Le'es, that if he has a discharge, within a 24-hour period, Achashara Ziva, after he saw the Ziva. So Temeya, and the Girsa is, Tumas Masa, he's going to have a Tumas of Masa, Likari for his carry. Now, on the other hand, it says towards evening, meaning, it sounds like, Af Achash upon the Arab, even after the evening has already become, Behainu Ad Me'is La'is, which is up until 24-hour period. Okay, the Shinam is the Frika de Bishalel, like Sin Zafir, as we mentioned before, it sounds like that's for 24-hour period. So therefore, as Tosfos quotes, that, Madam Maisley a Dykman Lifnais Erev, that you see it's for 24-hour period even when it turns evening. Madam Yayma, the one that says on the day, Dykman Laila says, oh, it's only at nighttime, meaning it's only for that day. Avidach, but send the Gemara the other Madam Hadik said Laila, so why say night if it's for 24-hour period? Shem the Urka, the carry, the Masi Blah, that's simply because when this carry usually happens at nighttime. And then Tosfos says, how do you explain the other Madam? And they remember it seemed that the Idach there is the other Madam, expounds the other positive Lifnais Erev, which sounds like 24-hour period. Condition is a free, like we explained this is a free. The carry plate the zebra shall achrei call meis leis that actually the carry exempts the zebra that comes after it for 24-hour period. It's not for the carry that comes after the zebra. It's after the zebra that comes after the carry, and that's what that pasuk is coming to teach us. Next, there's a maskil is in the next mishnah. Ma mayor hamor b'shimshin nazir, just like we find the word mayor that says by nazir of b'shimshin, it means nazirus because if somebody says in pasuk nazir likim yeah nam and abetin that he should be a nazir to God, this youth from the womb. So too, by Shmuel, the word Meira means that he was a Nazir.